Vai Forró, the podcast.
Hi, I'm Katie, your host. Now we continue with Sheila, talking about her observations on how Brazilians and Europeans relate to Forró and her personal project. Let's go!
We talk about forró in Brazil, we have different forrós, you know, because we have forró in all the states, all the regions of Brazil, but they live forró in different ways. From the south, for example, they mix forró with the dances from the south, like vaneirão, vaneira, xote. The xote is different. So forró is always present in all the parties, but sometimes it's not the main dance that people used to dance.
As I mentioned before, forró comes from the northeast of Brazil, and since then has spread around the whole country.
For the north of Brazil, the forró is the main dance. So this is a different point. In this place, they just live forró. You know, they live this culture in a simple way, in a simple mood, I think. And the technique sometimes is not so wonderful with so many details, but the body knows the ways and know how to do this because this body born and grow up inside this culture. Yes, learn how to dance with the grandma and the mama and daddy. The body knows. And here in Europe, we have a different way because they need to learn this. Learn in an organized way inside a school or a community. And the body don't recognize this kind of movements and the way these movements ask the body to move. Then they need to pass the information first through the mind and after to the body. And this is different. It's not better or not, but it's different, you know? I think they need time to understand these kind of movements and relationship in the body. You don't need to try to dance forró at the same way the other person dances. You need to find your way to dance because you have a unique body. It's only one of you in the world, so you need to find your best way to dance. And then you discover how your body works. And for me, this is the important point. Yeah?
Well, forró is amazing, but there are challenges in the communities here and in Brazil. But despite that, we have people like Sheila, who developed a fantastic project that is making a difference in the life of many dancers.
Oh my God, Mulher Que Dança is my project, my special project for the women in Brazil. The Women That Dance is the translation of this name. I came from ballet, jazz, and other solo stylings. And during the classes, teachers always stimulate you to be autonomous or to use your musicality or to have an intelligent body. And when I arrived on partner dances in Brazil, the first thing I listened was, okay, you just need to follow. You just need to feel. Don't think, please don't think. As a woman here, you need to just do what the leader, or in that moment, what the man asks you, okay? I was like, wow, why? Why I need to do this? You know, why I need to just do what they want? And the feeling was, my body is here just to do, to make the ideas of the other person happens. I think my body was like, I don't know, a tool to the other person. But I started to learn all the techniques, all the codes, all the rules that this dance have. And then I started to dance in a different way with a partner that calls João Martins, is an important dancer in Brazil. And I started to dance with João in a different mood, to change the ideas, to put my ideas inside the dance, and to do something with my body that is not exactly what João asked me. And then we start to do this, and was like amazing, we feel so good. People around us start to say, oh, what is this? What you are doing? And we like, oh, we are dancing, just this. No, this is different, this is different. And then I need to realize what I was doing. And then I discovered that I was changing the ideas and proposing something as a follower. Then I stopped it and started to write this, to organize this idea. How can I teach followers to have more creativity, musicality, and identity? And for me, the styling, for example, is part of your autonomy, you know, is part of your identity. And you can see the identity and the autonomy in different ways. So the base of Mulher que Dança, this project, is the autonomy, is the power of choice. This is, for me, freedom. Now I'm working with many professional girls in the Mulher que Dança Consulting. This consulting for professional people is not only for girls, but most of the people that come to me is women. We are working in the careers of these professional girls and how to put these girls in the scene, in the market, with respect, with the same opportunities that the man receives. We need to change the way that we teach ballroom dances and partner dances, and forró is in the middle of this, to have a different scene. We need to start this idea in the beginners and know exactly the skills that we want to build on these beginners, to have an advanced people that really share a moment and not some leaders that wants to do what they want and some followers that only follows. And some women that feels that they can't be themselves during the dance. So I think this is the Mulher que Dança.
Wow, this was a theoretical dance lesson, right? I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did.
Beijos, obrigada!